All right, Grant, can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right, congrats on another great run. We're gonna just go ahead and roll straight into questions. And if you have a question for Grant, a friendly reminder just to raise your hand and let us know that you have a question. We're gonna kick off with Casey Campbell. Casey, go ahead with your question for Grant.
Thanks, Amanda. Hey, Grant, how you doing?
Not good, Casey.
Another good run for you guys tonight. Just overall, I know we talked a few weeks ago, but what has it been like to see your 98 team run so well in these last few months?
Yeah, you know, we've been kind of hit or miss as far as our finishes. We definitely had more strong F-150s than we've shown in the running order. I feel like tonight we probably had about a fifth place champion power equipment F-150. We actually got shuffled back in the beginning. Somebody ran into our left side and just lost a lot of momentum and got stuck in the dirty air. But fortunately, Jeff Hensley made some good calls on pit road. Our pit crew did an excellent job on that last pit stop. We gained some spots, able to have a good restart there at the end, and ended up in third. I feel like, you know, we've been solid as far as our performance with our 98 group all year. We have not been solid as far as our finishes. So even tonight, we didn't score any stage points, so a little disappointed in that. But very happy how we overcome, and really excited about bringing this truck back tomorrow.
Yeah, what's it like running a doubleheader? I talked to, I think it was Matt Crafton, and he never ran a doubleheader before. What are the challenges of running a doubleheader when you have to literally, I think, if I'm correct, in like 12 hours, almost 12 hours?
I'm actually looking forward to staying a couple hours here with the guys, turning this truck around. It's kind of like old school racing, like we used to do in the late model there at Pensacola and Mobile. So, man, I'm pumped up for it. I was pumped up when I saw it on the schedule. I like that we're here at Kansas. Even though track position matters, you still want that clean air. You saw it tonight. You can run any lane you want to. If you have a good enough truck, you can overcome it. So I'm definitely looking forward to battling the heat tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Grant.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Bob Hawkers. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Grant, you probably didn't see it, but there were a couple of trucks bouncing off each other there with about 3-4 laps to go. If they had thrown the caution and you had a late restart, do you think you would have had anything for Austin?
You know, I don't know if that would have played out. I definitely would have liked the opportunity. If it had been a 3-4-5-lap shootout, I feel good about our chances. We were pretty good there on that initial start there with the last restart. But I know there were some guys that still had some tires available. So if it had more than 10 laps, one of those guys that could have bolted on stickers probably would have blown our doors off. So, I'd like to have the opportunity. But all in all, man, we come to win each and every week with this Thor Sport Racing team. But I'm happy with this solid finish, and happy we got a whole truck to bring here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, we'll take our next question from Sterling Siemens from KCOU. Sterling, go ahead.
Thank you. Grant, first of all, congrats on the great run tonight. You mentioned that your team didn't collect any stage points tonight, but you did end up with a solid third place finish. What adjustments did the team to make to the truck tonight that can help you for tomorrow's second race of the doubleheader?
You know, a lot of what we thought tonight was a balance issue. We were a little tight most of the run, especially in the dirty air. That just makes it that much worse. But I feel like even though it's going to be hotter and slicker tomorrow, I'm going to lean on Hensley tonight and try to maybe trim it out just a little bit for tomorrow. It's like you want all the downforce you can stand, but you need to be able to carry that momentum and carry it past somebody. So we're going to have to talk long and hard about that. But I feel like we learned a lot for tonight. I feel like our adjustments came to us. We adjusted on the F-150 really good tonight, and that's what showed in the end. But the track did gain grip. Whenever the sun went behind the grandstands there, the track did gain some grip. So that ought to tell you for tomorrow it's going to lose a lot of grip. So I think it's going to be 95 degrees or whatever at noon when we take the green flag tomorrow. So it's going to be hot and slick. We're going to have our hands full, and it's going to be a good time.
Thanks, Grant. Congrats on a good run.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Ashley with Popular Speed. Ashley, go ahead.
You mentioned the doubleheader this weekend and being excited for, but knowing how hot it is, What goes into conditioning yourself to make sure that you're able to be strong for both today and tomorrow?
You know, just working out in the sun there. I did a lot of running there in the heat. Just anything you can do to expose yourself to those hot temperatures, I try to do early on in the week. And then the couple of days before the race, I take it easy there and try not to spend too much time in the AC, but try not to go crazy. So been drinking a lot of water, been peeing a lot. So that's all I know how to do. I'm kind of looking forward to tomorrow in the heat. I'm a little concerned with Daytona at noon, the road course, and Gateway, you know, noon or 1 o'clock, whatever the start time is there. That place is always hot. So tomorrow will be a good warm-up for that.
And beyond that, we saw the restarts today. They're chaos, 3-4 wide. How do you balance being aggressive on those restarts and not maybe getting yourself into trouble?
That's the thing. You have to be aggressive. You know, I was a little upset we got run into on that first start, but, you know, you have to be aggressive to make stuff happen on these restarts, because once you get buried in the pack, if you get shuffled back to 10th, chances are, unless you're just incredibly faster than the field, you're not going to make it back up there. So you got to go for it. You know, it's just part of this package that we're running with. Fortunately here, we can run any lane we want to. So that definitely opens up the playbook. It makes it crazy. We can be 4 wide, not easily, but we can be 4 wide here on the restarts. And it definitely, you know, as far as the driver, we have our hands full. And as far as our spotters up there, they have their hands full too.
Perfect. Thank you. And good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, Grant, that's all the questions we have today. So thanks for joining us. And hopefully we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.